JW Mobile.
JW KO4 NUE.
BW4 DJW. I am doing good over in Greer. Are you, sound like you might be at the deer camp.
Yeah, is there a problem?
Well, you have sounded better from the deer camp. Now, are you on a mobile or a portable or something?
Better.
Day and night, what'd you do?
I threw the beam. I built me a 2-meter beam. Got it on my tower, and I was hoping you could, just talk for a little bit and let me figure out exactly where I can get the best signal from.
You want me to do a countdown from 10 and then a count back up to 10?
Now I'm full scale. I don't think I need to move it. I think I'll just leave it right here.
Oh, so all you did was change the direction of the antenna? And that's what brought you in a whole lot better?
No, I've got a Slim Jim I built with an antenna switch in here. And I was over on the Slim Jim, which is 440. And didn't realize I was on the 440. So switched back over to the beam, and now I'm where I need to be.
Okay. So 2 meters was able to resonate on a 70-centimeter Slim Jim. That's pretty good that it worked at all. That's good.
That's something else I found out the other day I want to tell you about.
What is that?
On a 440 beam, that is a, if you listen on 440 on a 2-meter frequency, that is a pretty good attenuator. It works really well. It rejects so much signal, but lets just enough in to where you can, you can attenuate pretty well.
Order RF that's coming out on the 70-centimeter band from a 2-meter transmission, but still within FCC legal requirements.
Saying is just don't transmit on it, but if you switch to a 440 beam and just listen to a 2-meter frequency with it, there's enough rejection on that to where it cuts it's basically a big attenuator just for listening.
Okay, I get you now. I'm following you now. Were you able to watch that video that I sent you the link to?
I did. Enjoyed them both, and I think initially I watched it in two parts.
X4.
And hang on, let me turn this down. I watched it in two parts, and I was in favor of TDOA, TODA, whichever one it was. So I went back and watched the second part, and I think I've changed my mind, actually.
Really, TDOA. I know he says that, but other people argue that that's not really the case. That's not really TDOA, because what I found beneficial about it was attenuation is no issue. 50 watts 1 foot away or 5 watts 5 miles away, it doesn't make any difference.
Well, maybe. I'm not following you. Let me hear a little more.
The antenna switcher that he had, that switches back and forth 500 times a second, and it's got two antennas, one on each end of a 2-foot piece of yardstick. When you turn that broadside such that the antennas are equal distance from the transmitter, they know each other out, and you don't hear a single sound at all. You don't hear anything. Now, you can hear people talking, but you don't hear any hum, a 500 cycles hum. But when you turn it and point it, they're out of phase, and you hear a really strong 500 cycle hum. And it doesn't matter if you're a foot away from 50 watt transmitter or if you're 5 miles away from a half a watt transmitter, the results are the same. He eliminates the need for attenuation altogether.
I must have missed something, Dave. I wasn't able to put that together just yet. Maybe I need to. That's not with TDOA.
Well, he calls it TDOA, but then if you read down in the comments below it, there's a lot of people that say that's not TDOA. That's more of a blend between AOA and TDOA. He came up with this thought that if you switch back and forth between those antennas really quick, and if they're in phase and equal distance from the transmitter, then it doesn't. You can't tell it's switching at all. But if you rotate it to where one is 2 feet further away than the other one, now they're out of phase, and they make this 500 hertz tone because you're switching back and forth at 500 hertz, and they make that 500 hertz tone, and that tone is what tells you the direction that the transmission is coming from. I don't think anybody figured that out. I think somebody was playing around and they observed it while they were playing around. But it's not really TDOA. Or it's not really AOA. It's kind of like a blend between the two.
Yeah. Well, other than that, what's been going on with you? Everything good your way?
I've been building piece parts for a TDOA solution that you just put it up and you forget it. And it'll light up stuff on the map when people transmit, so you can see where they're coming from. And it doesn't take a human sitting there observing it. One of the things you have to do is be able to get capture time down to 1/1,000,000 of 1 second. And I got it down to 232 billionths of a second, which is well within specs that we need. So that's half of it. That's half of the work. So I've got a Raspberry Pi to where it can set up it can read the atomic clock that's on the GPS system, and it can set its internal clock to within 232 billionths of a second of that atomic clock. That's half of the work right there done. The other half is getting a time start for TDOA, time of arrival, out of an SDR. That's what I'm working on now. I've been doing it on a Raspberry Pi 3 because that's what I started out with the Raspberry Pi 3 because Raspberry Pi 4s didn't exist at the time that I was doing the monitoring of the satellites going overhead. So I just continued on that, and today when I was compiling the SDR radio, because it is a software-defined radio, it runs on a computer, it doesn't run on a piece of hardware, while I was compiling it, I ran out of space. So I'm going to have to migrate it over to a Pi 4 that's got 8 gigs of RAM and, you know, get some more space on it and continue. But that's working on the second half. Once I get both halves of those solutions, then we put a few prototypes out there, we do a few testings, and then we can just put it in place and forget it.
Well, that sounds really good, really good. So I know I'm excited. I can't wait to see, you know, and learn more about it. But other than that, your health and all that's good. It's been a while since I've talked with you.
Go back. I'm not gonna croak anytime soon, I don't think. He didn't think so either. But he's got a plan for me that can get me to back to where I used to be without having to do anything like take medication or anything. But before that he's gotta do some tests. You know that test where they put iodine in your blood and they make you run on a treadmill until you're exhausted. I think I gotta go through that one, and then there's one other one I can't remember what that was. And if all checks out well there, then we'll be able to implement his plan.
As long as you're comfortable with it, I guess, or you know, do what you gotta do. You know, I can't have nothing happening to Dave.
I'm extremely optimistic about it. Anyway, I'm sitting out here in front of Ingles. I got to go in here and get some stuff to cook on the grill tonight. I'm starting to cook on the grill a lot more. So. Anyway. Anyway, we ran out of stuff, so I'm sitting out here at Ingles. I'm going to go in there and get some pork chops and fish and steaks and chicken. Stuff you can cook out on the grill. I guess you probably do that down there at the deer camp quite a bit, huh?
Yeah, roger that. And I am I'm pretty much unsupervised this week. So a lot of grilling out. So I get where you're coming from. But I'll let you go. I know you got things to do, but nice talking to you, and you be safe. KO4 NUE, 73's day.
Talking to you, enjoy your 3 days of unconstrained wildness. Have a good time, but then be ready for it when it comes back. when you come back to the real world. Good talking to you. KO4 NUE, W4 DJW clear.
NUE, KF4 NXY.
KO4 NXY, KO4 NUE. Go ahead, bud.
I haven't talked to you in a while. This is David. We've been out of town and just got back and we're just kind of listening for a little bit and hope you're doing okay.
Doing well. Just kind of trying to find a way to enjoy this kind of rainy weather, but I mean, it's quiet. I'll put it that way. It sure does sound good on this tin roof.
If we had a metal roof put on this place, and it does make a nice sound with the rain. The only thing is, with being gone for a week, my grass has grown up, and I got a field of dandelions out there I need to cut. And as soon as it dries out, that's going to be my first project.
And I had to do some grass cutting last week, and I tell you though, me and my dad, we got a lot of grass to cut, and we swap off cutting. You know, he'll cut 1 week and I'll cut 1 week next week or whatever. But for the first time I can ever remember, we had a discussion about maybe cutting the grass once a month. It takes a lot to fill that lawnmower up, and the grass just don't bother us that bad.
I'm out here in the country, and I don't think my neighbors really care that much if mine gets a little high or not. But speaking of your dad, I remember seemed like we were talking about you were working on his pickup truck and had some issues with the rear end on it. Did you get it straightened out?
Yeah, I'm not exactly sure. We think what happened was he went to Michigan. He's got some property up in the UP, up in Michigan. He went through a really horrible rainstorm on the way up there. I'm trying to imagine. I mean, I'm just telling you what he's told me, and I'm trying to figure, you know, how this had to be a pretty bad rainstorm. But the truck is new. I mean, it's a couple years old, and you know, water got in the differential somehow. And he's not, you know, mud bogger or anything. He doesn't do things like that. So we're thinking that's how the water got in it. But it was I don't know, about an inch over the fuel line, and that was causing it to, I guess, overpressure. Well, it didn't help that the vent line was stopped up too with a dirt dauber. Let me let my radio drop, Dave. Happening is overfilled with a mixture of oil and water, and then the dirt dauber wouldn't let the vent line vent. So it's, you know, it pushed, got to push it out somewhere. So it threw it out the right-hand seal. But I cleaned the dirt bobber nest out so it'll vent, and drained all the fluid, put new fluid back in it, cleaned it out pretty good, and hadn't had any more issues with it. So I don't think it was in there long enough to get a bearing or anything, but we'll see.
Is able to get it straightened out and get it going. I don't have a real good mechanical aptitude. I'd had to took it somewhere and got it worked on. But anyway, I remember talking to you about that a little bit. Well, I just wanted to touch base with you. I'm trying to think of that boy's, that young man's name. Over in Easley, I took him a couple of 2 meter amplifiers. I was curious. I know he had a problem at his house with lightning running in on his stuff. I just wondered if he ever got set back up and maybe got one of them amplifiers hooked up.
Sure, I haven't talked with him recently. I know he's been kind of busy with work and all. It's been, oh, I don't know, probably a month and a half, I guess. I don't know. I haven't had an opportunity to check up with him.
I can't believe I got his phone number. I'll give him a call and see how he's doing. But, yeah, I believe he said he got a new job with the school district, so he might be, you know, a lot more busy now than he was.
But it sounds like it. He's not on the radio that much, so something must be keeping him busy.
Well, you have a good evening, and I'm going to go head into the kitchen and see how supper's coming along. I'll talk at you a little later. KF4NXY, David.
NXY, KO4NUE. 73 is David. Be safe, and I'll talk at you later. 73, I'm clear.